I knew what I had to do. I'd known it almost from the minute Audrey and Jennifer started telling me what happened. There's nothing like a crisis to focus your thinking. Mine focused on getting two newscasts on air for KWMT-TV in the next few hours. Once that included adequate coverage of the news would be nice. But before I did that, I had a funeral to attend. Not for the benefit of the deceased, a woman named Sally Tipton, but for Emmeline Perrins, who had arranged the funeral and for whom I had great regard. Audrey objected. I stood firm. As it was, I arrived at the small church after the service started and slipped unobtrusively into a seat at the back. The readings were uplifting, the music simple and compelling, the speakers brief and to the point. I heard about 25% of any of it, with my mind on what came next at KWMT. The minister and Mrs. P, accompanied by Gisela Decker, her neighbor, ally and rival, and rancher Thomas David Burrell, exited directly into a covered side entry area where they would form the compact reception line. Having attended other funerals in Cottonwood County, I knew I had an opening and I took it, walking New York speed down the side aisle while the rest of the attendees were slowed by exchanging greetings with those in nearby pews. Even so, I caught a number of questioning looks from people who clearly had already heard about Thurston and wondered about my reaction. Most of those looks also held a measure of concern for me, which I was sure I'd find warming if I weren't moving so fast. The look from Leona D'Amato held no such concern, but instead, comradely irritation. I totally understood. My strategy put me fifth in line to greet the receivers, behind three women and a man of Mrs. P's generation. They must have been in the other front pew to have gotten here ahead of me. Over their heads, I briefly met the gaze of Tom Burrell, who stood behind and to the side of Mrs. Perrins, not in the reception line, but clearly in support. He lifted one brow at me in a subtle version of the other's questioning concern, something I saw because he had not yet put his cowboy hat back on. Things are complicated between Tom and me. Part, but not the biggest part, of that stems from things being complicated between Mike Paycheck and me. Things are not awkward between Mike and me. They have been awkward between Tom and me. But we've made progress in that area recently. Nothing is complicated or awkward between Tom and Mike at all, which can be downright annoying. I gave Tom a micro grimace in reply to his lifted brow to convey that, at the moment, the things going to hell had wildly overflowed the handbasket, but that I could cope. Elizabeth. Gisela enfolded me in a hug, which I returned fully. How good of you to come under the circumstances. I wouldn't have missed supporting you and Mrs. Perrins, Aunt G, I said, for she was Mike Paycheck's aunt and extended the relationship to his friends. Diana sends her regrets. She was called out on a last-second assignment. Of course. She's very pleased you're here. Aunt G's conspiratorial eye shift indicated Emmeline Perrins, who turned to me at that moment. I extended both hands and she took hold of them. Mrs. Perrins, you all created a wonderful farewell for Sally. She could not possibly have asked for a better one. I avoided any mention of what the woman had deserved, because she had surely gotten more consideration and care from Emmeline Perrins over a lifetime than she had deserved.
Thank you, Elizabeth. In addition to the vital service you rendered Sally in her life, it was most considerate of you to attend today. When I am aware there are unexpected and urgent calls on your time and expertise. We shall miss you, but understand that you cannot attend the graveside service nor the reception.
That was as clear a dismissal as the end of school bell she'd heard thousands of times in her career as a teacher and principal. Yes, ma'am. The minister cleared his throat, masking a chuckle. A glint of amusement showed in Mrs. P's eyes as she introduced us. I said something mundane to him, then impulsively reached back to hug Mrs. P. Not waiting to see any reactions, I employed another burst of New York speed to reach my SUV, exchange the funeral shoes for a workday pair I kept on hand, then zip back to KWMT-TV. It was a good thing Cottonwood County deputies were involved with the case of a dead body and not patrolling the roads right then.